You want fresh greens without guessing what was sprayed on them. Today, you'll build a simple water-based garden that fits in a closet, a corner of the kitchen, or a small porch. No soil, no mud, just roots in oxygen-rich water, steady light, and measured nutrients. The plan is clean and beginner-proof. A sturdy tote, 6 net pots, an air pump, and a clear routine that keeps the chemistry stable. You'll learn how to drill the lid so it doesn't crack, set the pump so it can't siphon water, and mix a starter solution that won't burn young roots. Then you'll keep it alive with quick checks you can do in under 5 minutes a day. By the end, you'll harvest crisp lettuce and fragrant basil on a weekly rhythm, and you'll know how to scale up safely when you're ready. Let's build something that feeds you well, week after week. Chapter 1. Build a safe, low-cost DWC tote that grows real food. Scope. You're going to build a simple deep water culture system that grows leafy greens and soft herbs. The system is a sturdy plastic tote with a lid. The lid holds several net pots. The roots hang into an aerated nutrient solution. An air pump feeds bubbles through stones at the bottom of the tote. The bubbles keep dissolved oxygen high, so the roots can breathe. You will make clean holes in the lid. You will fit grommets and route air lines in a way that prevents leaks. You will mix a starter solution that is gentle for seedlings. You will seat your transplants so the roots barely touch the water. The goal is a system that is quiet, leak-free, safe with electricity, and ready to run in one afternoon. Deep water culture is a good beginner path because the parts are simple. The water volume is stable. The routine is easy to learn. Kratky can work without air, but the window for perfect water level is small. Nutrient film technique can push faster growth, but it needs precise channels, constant flow, and more tuning. Your build today trades a little speed for reliability. That is the right choice for your first run. Target crops are romaine, butterhead, and loose leaf lettuce. Basil, cilantro, and parsley also do well. Avoid heavy fruiting plants for now. Start with 6 sites. That number fits a common tote size and keeps your daily checks simple. By the end of this chapter, you will have a running system with clean bubbles, a correct pH window from 5.8 to 6.2, and a starter nutrient strength between 0.8 and 1.2 on the EC meter. You will place your seedlings and set the pump. Then you will run a 15-minute shakedown to catch leaks and odd noises. That is your scope. Safety. Water and electricity do not mix. Use a GFCI protected outlet. If you do not have one, use a GFCI adapter rated for indoor use. Keep a drip loop in every cord so water runs off the lowest point and not toward the plug. Keep the air pump above the waterline so a power loss cannot siphon water back through the air line. Wear eye protection when drilling the lid. A step bit throws chips. A hole saw can catch and jump. Clamp the lid to a scrap board. Do not hold it in your lap. Gloves help with burrs. A dust mask helps when drilling many holes. Use only food-safe plastic for any part that touches the solution. Many sturdy totes are HDPE. Look for the recycle triangle with the number 2. If you are unsure, line the inside of the lid holes with snug net pots so the plant and water do not touch the lid plastic. If you use bleach for sanitation, dilute to 1-2%, then rinse with fresh water until you can no longer smell it. Never mix bleach with vinegar or any acid. If you sanitize with hydrogen peroxide, buy a food-grade product. Store chemicals out of reach of children and pets. Read your nutrient label and keep it in a dry bin. Do not guess at measures. Do not pour concentrate directly onto roots. Mix in a separate jug. Add nutrients to water, not water to nutrients. Stir first, then measure pH and EC. That is your safety baseline. Tools and materials. Tools. Drill with low speed setting. Step bit that covers the net pot diameter you choose. A common pairing is 3-inch net pots and a step at 3 inches. Hole saw in a matching size if you prefer that style. Utility knife with sharp blades. Marker and a ruler or tape. Small file or sandpaper to clean edges. Scissors for airline cuts. 2 clamps and a scrap board as a drilling backer. pH pen, EC or TDS meter, and calibration solutions. Measuring spoons or a small graduated cup. A clean bucket or mixing jug. 2-5 gallons works well. Materials. 1 sturdy tote with a tight lid. Look for food-safe plastic. A capacity of 10-14 gallons is a good size for 6 plants. Dark color blocks light and cuts algae. Net pots, 3-inch diameter, 6 pieces. Hydroponic media. Rockwool cubes or rapid root plugs. Air pump rated at 2 to 5 liters per minute. A dual outlet pump provides extra flow and redundancy. Airline tubing with inner diameter that matches the pump nipples. Common vinyl line works. Air stones, 2 small bar stones or 1 6-inch cylinder. 2 airline check valves. Rubber grommet for a clean airline pass through in the lid. Optional but helpful. Hydroponic nutrients with both macro and micro elements. A simple 2-part or 1-part for leafy greens is fine. pH down solution. Use a product designed for hydroponics. Chlorine remover or let tap water sit out for 24 hours to off gas. Isopropyl alcohol for quick tool wipe downs. Clean towels and paper towels. Seedlings started in rock wool or plugs. 14-day-old lettuce or basil is a good stage. Labels for each plant site and a marker. A small power strip with on and off switch if your outlet is hard to reach. Optional items help but are not required. A timer can cut pump noise at night if your air stones are large, though constant air is safer for oxygen. Black neoprene collars can replace hydroton pebbles and reduce light leaks. A small digital thermometer sticker on the tote helps track water temperature. You now have what you need. Setup. Clear a work table. Lay down a towel. Place the lid on the scrap board and clamp both to the table. Mark a grid on the lid. For 6 sites, draw 2 rows of 3. Keep at least 2 inches from the lid edge on all sides. Keep 5 inches between hole centers to give leaf space. Mark 1 small hole near the back corner for an airline pass through, about 3/8 of an inch. Lay out the pump, airlines, stones, and check valves. Plan a route where the airline rises from the tote to the pump. The pump sits higher than the tote rim. That rise breaks any siphon if power cuts out. Rinse the tote and lid with warm water. Wipe with a clean towel. If the tote is new, a drop of dish soap and a rinse can remove mold release film. Rinse until no bubbles remain. Dry fully. Check the net pots against the step bit marks. Confirm the size. The net pot should drop in and seat on its rim. It should not wobble. That is your setup. You are ready to drill. Steps. Step 1. Drill the lid holes. Set the drill to low speed. Hold the step bit vertical. Start at a small pilot dimple made with your utility knife tip or a tiny drill bit. Let the bit cut at its pace. Do not force it. Stop at the correct ring for your net pot size. Repeat for all 6 sites. Drill the small airline pass through at the marked corner. Use the step bit to open the hole just enough for the grommet or the airline to fit snug. Step 2. Clean the holes. Use the file or sandpaper to remove burrs. Wipe the lid with a damp towel. Check that each net pot seats flat. If one is tight, twist the step bit one more ring. Do not leave ragged edges. They can crack with time. Step 3. Dry fit the system. Set the lid on the empty tote. Insert all net pots. Place the air stones in the tote bottom. Run the airline through the pass-through hole. Add check valves with arrows pointing toward the tote. Connect to the pump. Keep the pump on a shelf or a stack of books so it sits above the tote rim. Plug the pump in for 5 seconds to confirm airflow and stone pattern. Unplug. Step 4. Sanitize the wet path. Fill the tote with 3 gallons of water. Add a small amount of food-safe sanitizer. Then run the pump for 5 minutes. Drain and rinse until the smell is gone. If you skip this, residues can feed algae or slime. Step 5. Mix the first fill. Fill the tote to a level that will sit 1 to 2 inches below the net pot bottoms. For most 10 to 14 gallon totes, this is 4 to 6 gallons. Dechlorinate your water. If you use tap water, let it sit in an open bucket for a day or use a dechlorinating product. Add nutrients to the tote water using your measuring cup. Stir. Measure EC. For seedlings, aim for 0.8 to 1.2 millisiemens per centimeter. If your meter reads TDS, the range is about 400 to 600 parts per million on the 500 scale. Adjust by adding small amounts of nutrient, stir, and measure again. Step 6. Set pH. Use the pH pen. Calibrate if needed. Take a sample in a cup. Aim for 5.8 to 6.2. If the number is higher, add a few drops of pH down, stir, wait 1 minute, and test again. Move slowly. Overshooting causes a yo-yo effect that can stress roots. Step 7. Place and secure air stones. Set the stones at the bottom so bubbles rise under each plant site. Use small suction cups or a dab of food-safe silicone to keep them from drifting. Route the airline along the tote rim and through the grommet. Leave a little slack so the lid can lift without pulling the line. Step 8. Transplant seedlings. Pre-soak rock wool or plugs in pH-adjusted water for 10 minutes. Gently seat one seedling per net pot. The cube should sit flush with the rim. If you use Hydroton pebbles, rinse them until water runs clear. Then pack lightly around the cube to block light. Lower the lid onto the tote. Bubbles should pop against the bottom of the net pots. The lowest roots should just kiss the solution. If they do not, raise the fill by 1/2 inch. If the cube is saturated, lower the fill by 1/2 inch. Step 9. Power on and listen. Plug in the pump. Listen for a smooth hum. Check for fine bubbles under all sights. Watch the airline and grommet for any seep. Wipe a paper towel around fittings to confirm dryness. Turn off any room fans for a minute and listen again. A rattle means a stone might be touching the wall. Slide it inward. Step 10. Label and log. Write the plant name and start date on a label for each site. Note the pH and EC in a simple log. Write the water temperature if you have a thermometer. Ideal water temperature is 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. If you do not have a thermometer, that is fine. You will still succeed. A sticker thermometer is cheap and helps. Step 11. Do a 15-minute shakedown. Set a timer. Check for leaks at 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and 15 minutes. Look under the tote for drips. Touch the bottom with a dry towel. Confirm cord drip loops and pump position. If you see condensation on the lid from warm room air, that is normal. If you see water by the grommet, the hole is too loose. Replace the grommet or add a snug piece of tape for now and plan to swap the lid later. Step 12. Set the system in place. Pick a spot with steady temperature and no direct midday sun if you grow indoors with supplemental light. If you grow under the sun, give partial shade for young lettuce. Place the tote on a level surface. Put felt pads under the corners if the floor is uneven. Your system is now running. Verify. Stand back and verify the essentials. Airflow is present under each site. The bubble pattern is even. The pump sits above the waterline. Every cord has a drip loop. The power goes to a GFCI protected outlet. The lid sits flat. The net pots do not rock. The solution reaches the net pot bottoms. The lowest roots touch the water. The rockwool is moist but not drowning. The pH is between 5.8 and 6.2. The EC is between 0.8 and 1.2. The tote is dark and blocks light. There are no leaks. Smell the tote. It should smell clean and neutral. If you detect a plastic odor from a brand new tote, drain, rinse, and refill. That smell often fades with the first rinse. If it lingers, line each hole with a silicone grommet under the net pot rim, or consider a lid cut from food-safe corrugated plastic set on top of the tote. Most people do not need this step. It is a fix if you are sensitive to odors. Record your baseline numbers in your log. This is your reference point for Chapter 2 when you tune the routine. That is your verification. Checks and fixes. If a net pot sits crooked, lift the lid and clean the whole edge. A sharp burr can hold a rim high. File and reseat. If bubbles do not appear under one site, swap the stone onto another airline to test. If the stone is clogged, soak it in warm water with a little peroxide, then rinse. If the airline kinked near the grommet, cut off the kinked inch and reconnect. If water creeps up the airline and forms droplets near the grommet, you may have the pump too low or the check valve backward. The arrow on the valve must point from the pump toward the tote. Lift the pump higher than the tote rim. Keep the airline pass through above the solution line. If pH reads high after the first mix, add a few drops of pH down, stir, and wait 1 minute. Never chase the number up and down. Move in small steps. Most tap water will drift downward over the first day as the rockwool releases lime. Aim the first day at 6.0 and let it settle. If EC is too high, remove a half gallon of solution with a clean jug and replace with fresh water. Stir and read again. Do not try to correct with pH changes. EC is the nutrient strength. pH is acidity. They are different levers. If you see tiny foam at the surface after mixing, that can be normal from air, stones, and nutrients. It should fade in a day. If foam builds and smells sweet or sour, you may have contamination. Check for light leaks around the net pots. Add more pebbles or neoprene collars to block light. Consider a drain and refill if the smell persists. If the tote lid bows downward in the middle, support it with a food-safe spacer under the center. A short piece of PVC pipe can work, cut with a square end so it stands straight. This keeps the net pots level and the water line consistent. That is your quick fix table in plain language. Care. For the first week, keep it simple. Leave the pump on around the clock. You want constant oxygen for young roots. Lift one net pot each day to peak. You should see white roots reaching downward. If they look tan at the tip but the rest is white, that is normal staining from nutrients. If the roots look brown and slimy, that is not normal. Go back to checks and fix light leaks. Consider a partial water change. Top up with fresh water as the level drops. Do not add more nutrients during top-ups in week one. The plants are small. Stronger solution will not make them grow faster. It will burn tips. When you top up, add water that has been dechlorinated. If you forgot to dechlorinate, let the top-off water sit for a few hours before you pour. Always pour slowly into an empty corner of the tote, not onto roots. Place your light if you use one. A simple full-spectrum LED grow light at a hanging height the maker suggests for seedlings is fine. If you do not have the manual, start at 18 to 24 inches and watch the leaves. If they stretch, lower the light by 2 inches. If edges curl or tips bleach, raise the light by 2 inches. Keep a daily light interval of 14 to 16 hours for lettuce and basil. Keep your work area clean. Wipe spills. Keep a towel on the floor under the tote during the first 2 days. Label a small bin for hydro tools only. Pens, meters, spoons, and the pH bottle live there. This habit prevents cross-use in the kitchen and reduces mistakes. Speak your routine out loud for the first week. It sounds simple, but it works. Say check bubbles, check level, check leaves, log numbers. It takes under 5 minutes. This routine is the backbone of Chapter 2. You will add top-up rhythm, weekly changes, and troubleshooting. For now, you are building muscle memory. That is your care plan for week one. Recap. You chose deep water culture for stability. You built a 6-site tote that holds a steady nutrient bath. You drilled with a step bit. You seeded net pots. You ran air lines through a snug pass through and set the pump above the waterline with a drip loop. You mixed a first fill at 0.8 to 1.2 EC and set pH to 5.8 to 6.2. You transplanted seedlings so roots barely touched the water. You labeled, logged, and ran a 15-minute shakedown. You learned simple checks and fixes. You now own a clean, safe, running hydroponic garden. End this chapter with one small action. Walk back to the tote. Unplug the pump for 5 seconds. Plug it back in. Confirm that bubbles return under every site. That motion will be automatic when the power blips in a storm. You will not panic. You will check and move on. Chapter 2, keep water stable, roots bright, and growth steady. Scope. You will run the system you built. Your job is to keep the water chemistry steady, give the plants enough light, and guard the roots from stress. You will set a simple daily glance. You will set a top-up rhythm every 2 days. You will change the reservoir once a week. You will track pH and EC with calm, small moves. You will read the leaves and the roots before you touch the bottles. You will manage light so leaves build sugar but do not burn. You will set a clean mixing routine that keeps dirty hands away from the tote. You will place air stones for even bubbles and check for low oxygen signs. You will fix slime, algae, and light leaks without panic. You will harvest a little in week 3 if growth allows. You will prune cleanly and sanitize tools between touches. That is the scope for this chapter. Safety. Electric safety stays first. Keep the pump higher than the tote rim. Keep every cord with a drip loop. Check the GFCI by pressing test and reset once each month. Do not place loose water cups above outlets. Keep the floor dry. Handle acids and nutrients with care. Wear eye protection when you mix. Keep bottles capped. Wipe drips. Never sniff concentrated acids. If you splash, rinse with water for several minutes. Guard food safety. Wash your hands before you touch leaves. Wipe the lid before you lift a pot. Use a clean towel for the hydro area only. Label spray bottles for sanitizer and plain water so you do not mix them up. Use hydrogen peroxide or a food-safe sanitizer in measured amounts. Do not pour random blends into the tote. Do not mix bleach with acids. Keep chemicals away from children and pets. That is your safety baseline while you operate. Tools and materials. You will use pH pen and EC or TDS meter with calibration fluids. Small logbook or a notes app. measuring spoons, or a small graduated cup. 2 clean mixing jugs marked as water only. Paper towels and clean cloths. Spray bottle with food-safe sanitizer. Small scissors for pruning. A simple timer if your light needs on and off control. A thermometer for room and water if you have one. Sticky cards if you want to monitor flying pests. You will keep on hand. pH down solution. Your chosen nutrient. Dechlorinated water for top-ups. Hydrogen peroxide at 3% or a food-safe alternative. Neoprene collars or clean pebbles to block light leaks. Spare air stone and spare airline. That is what you need to run clean and steady. Setup. Make a small station beside the tote. Place the meters, spoons, and jugs in a small bin. Keep the bin dry. Place a towel under the bin. Cut a small strip of tape and write your daily checks on it. Stick it to the bin lid. The list is short. Bubbles. Level. Leaves. Numbers. Smell. That list keeps you honest. Set your light height. If you use an indoor light, start at 18 to 24 inches above the leaves for seedlings and young plants. Use the higher end if the light is strong. If leaves stretch and look pale, lower the light 2 inches. If tips bleach or edges curl upward, raise the light 2 inches. Use a daily light interval of 14 to 16 hours for lettuce and basil. Set a timer if you have one. If you grow by a bright window, rotate the tote a quarter turn each day. Write your weekly change day on a calendar. Pick a time when you are not rushed. The job takes 15 to 20 minutes after a little practice. This routine is more important than any bottle. Your station is ready. Steps. Daily glance in under 5 minutes. Step 1. Look at bubbles and water level. Bubbles must rise under all sights. The water should be 1 to 2 inches below the net pot bottoms. Top up only if the level has dropped by more than 1 inch. Step 2. Look at leaves and roots. Leaves should be upright and comet lights on. They should not droop by midday. Lift one pot gently. Roots should be mostly white. A little tan at the tips can be normal from nutrients. Slimy brown is not normal. Step 3. Smell the tote. Neutral is good. Sweet or sour means growth you do not want. Check for light leaks and plan a fix. Step 4. Note pH and EC twice a day for the first week. Take a small sample. Rinse the pen. Read pH. Read EC. Write the numbers. Morning and evening readings teach you your drift pattern. After a week, you can measure once a day. Step 5. Adjust only if needed. If pH sits between 5.8 and 6.2, do not touch it. If EC is within your target band, do not add nutrients. Close the lid and leave the plants alone. That is the daily glance. Top up every 2 days. Step 1. Prepare top up water. Fill a mixing jug with dechlorinated water. Let it reach room temperature. Add a few drops of pH down until the jug reads near 6.0. Stir well. Step 2. Add slowly. Pour along a corner away from roots. Add enough to bring the level back to the mark you chose in Chapter 1. Stop when the water is 1 to 2 inches below the net pot bottoms. Step 3. Recheck pH and EC in the tote. Write the numbers. Expect EC to drop slightly after a top up with water only. That is fine in the first 2 weeks of growth. If plants are larger, you can top up with a mild nutrient mix at half strength. Aim to hold the tote near your target range. Weekly reservoir change. Step 1. Power off the pump. Lift the lid. Set the lid across 2 clean supports. Do not crush roots. Keep the net pots level. Do not let roots dry out. You have a few minutes. Step 2. Drain the tote. Use a small pump or tip the tote into a bucket. Dispose of nutrient solution in a safe place. Do not pour into a storm drain. A garden bed or toilet is fine. Step 3. Wipe and sanitize. Spray the inside with a light sanitizer. Wipe quickly. Rinse. Do not leave strong residues. Clean air stones if they look clogged. Swap in spares if needed. Step 4. Refill and mix. Add fresh dechlorinated water. Add nutrients. Stir. Read EC. Aim for 1.1 to 1.4 in week 2 and week 3. Aim for 1.4 to 1.8 in week 4 if plants are large and hungry. Adjust by small amounts. Step 5. Set pH. Target 5.8 to 6.2. Move slowly. Stir and wait between drops. Step 6. Reset the lid and power on. Check bubbles. Check for leaks. Log the numbers. That is your weekly reset. Light and climate. keep air temperature around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Lettuce likes the lower half of that band. Basil likes the higher half. Water temperature should be cooler than air. Aim for 65 to 70 degrees. If water climbs above 72, oxygen drops and roots can stress. Add a small fan to move room air. Do not blow air at the tote water surface. If you use sunlight, give gentle shade in hot afternoons. A thin curtain can help. If nights run cold, shorten the light distance a little to keep leaves warm at night. Do not place the tote on a cold floor. A small foam pad under the tote helps. That is your climate plan. Nutrient management. Plants use water and nutrients at different rates as they grow. EC shows concentration. pH shows how easy it is for roots to take up each element. Expect pH to drift upward during the first day after a fresh mix. Expect it to settle near 6. If it drifts above 6.4, lower it in small steps. Expect EC to fall as plants drink and feed. If EC rises while water level falls, your plants are drinking water faster than nutrients. Add water. If EC falls while water level holds steady, your plants are feeding strongly. Plan your weekly change to reset. Keep your mixing routine clean. Use the same jug for water. Use the same spoon for nutrients. Do not dip meters or spoons into bottles. Pour a small amount into a cap, measure from that, and discard the rest. Wipe caps before you close them. That is how you manage the numbers without chasing them. Checks and fixes. Yellow new leaves with green veins. Likely iron lockout from high pH. Check pH. If above 6.4, lower to 6.0. Watch new growth for a week. If it stays yellow, consider a mild foliar spray at label rate. Spray at lights off. Burnt tips on older leaves. Likely nutrient strength too high. Check EC. If above your target, remove a half gallon and replace with fresh water. Stir. Read again. Trim only if tips are crispy and brown. Slow growth and droop. Could be low oxygen or cold water or low light. Check bubble output. Check water temperature. If water is warm, increase room airflow and shade from direct heat. If light is far, lower it 2 inches. Brown slimy roots. Clean now. Check for light leaks. Add collars or more pebbles. Do a partial drain and refill with fresh mix. Add gentle peroxide as a one-time shock at safe label rate. Improve room airflow. Keep hands clean around roots. Avoid repeated peroxide doses. Focus on temperature and darkness. Green film on lid or in net pots. This is algae. Block light. Wipe the lid with sanitizer. Add a light barrier. A square of dark plastic under each pot helps. White crust on lid edge. This is dried nutrient from splashes. Wipe with a damp cloth. Rinse. It is harmless but messy. Foam on water surface. Normal after mixing. Should fade. If foam grows and smells, sanitize stones, check for decaying plant matter, and refresh the tote. Air pump rattles or gets hot. Lift it on a soft pad. Reduce back pressure by checking for kinks. A hot pump is a warning. Give it space and airflow. Keep dust out of the intake. Leaf edges curl upward like a taco. Light or heat stress. Raise the light a little. Improve airflow. Check room temperature near leaf level at midday. That is your field fix set. Care. The rhythm. Morning. Check bubbles. Check leaves. Check level. Take quick pH and EC readings if you are still learning the pattern. Log the numbers. Every 2 days. Top up with water only for small plants. For larger plants, top up with half-strength nutrient if EC has fallen well below target. Stir the tote gently with a clean spoon before you measure. Weekly. Change the reservoir. Wipe surfaces. Clean stones if needed. Calibrate the pH pen once every 2 weeks. Clean the EC meter probe with the recommended solution once a month. Anytime. Remove dead leaves. Keep the canopy open so air moves between plants. Keep debris out of the tote. Reading drift. You will notice your tote's habit by day 4. Many water sources push pH upward after a change. Do not fight every tenth of a point. Set to 6 on change day. Let it climb a little. Correct if it crosses 6.4. Calm hands grow better roots. If EC falls faster each day, your plants are entering a growth spurt. Plan a slightly higher target on the next change. Move from 1.1 to 1.3. Still move in small steps. Watch leaves for tip burn. Back off if you see it. Light discipline. Keep the daily light interval steady. 14 to 16 hours is a good band. Do not push 24 hours of light. Plants need a dark period to reset. Keep the distance consistent from day to day. Adjust only when the canopy rises 2 inches or when leaves send a clear signal. If you grow by a window, rotate the tote once a day to keep growth even. If the window is drafty, shield the tote from cold air at night. Oxygen and bubbles. Roots need oxygen. Your air pump should run all day and night. Fine bubbles are best. Large stones can be too loud and add little benefit. Place stones under each plant site. Spread them so every root mass gets a gentle stream. If one site lags, split the airline and add a small stone under that site. If water temperature creeps up, oxygen drops. Shade the tote and increase room airflow. Cold bottles of water placed beside the tote can lower temperature a degree or two. Do not add ice directly. Rapid swings stress roots. Clean hands, clean cuts. Use clean scissors to harvest or prune. Wipe blades with sanitizer and a clean towel. Make quick cuts. Do not tug on leaves. Do not drip sanitizer into the tote. Spray away from the lid. First harvest. Lettuce grown from young transplants will often give your first cut between day 21 and day 28. Basil can give a light pinch by week 3. Use a cut and come again method. Take outer leaves. Leave the center growing point. For basil, cut just above a node where 2 small leaves form. That cut will split the stem and give 2 new shoots. Harvest with a bowl of clean, cool water nearby. Drop leaves in the bowl. Swish. Lift and spin dry or pat dry. Store in a clean container with a dry paper towel in the fridge. Keep the towel fresh. Do not pack leaves wet. Sanitation between touches. Wipe the lid surface once a week. Keep the rim dry. If you spill nutrient, wipe it once. Clean the work bin monthly. Replace towels when they smell. Keep the area boring and tidy. That keeps pests away. What to record? Write the date. Write pH and EC after each change. Note the top-up days. Note harvest weight if you weigh. You can use rough numbers. A small handful. A large salad. You are not building a lab. You are building a habit. When to raise strength. As plants cover most of the lid and drink faster, increase EC a little on change day. Move from 1.1 to 1.3, then to 1.4. Do not cross 1.8 for lettuce or basil. You will see tip burn. If you do, drop back by replacing a half gallon with fresh water. When to lower strength. If new leaves look dark and stiff and tips burn, lower EC. If water smells and roots look stressed, lower EC when you reset. A calm solution helps recovery. That is your care rhythm. Verify. End each week with a quick audit. The tote is dark. No light leaks at net pots. Bubbles are even. The pump is warm, but not hot. Water pH sits near 6. EC matches the target you chose for the plant size. Leaves are turgid at lights on. Roots are mostly white. The smell is neutral. Your log shows a pattern you can predict. The room temperature holds steady. The light distance is consistent. You have a change day set, and you hit it. That is your verification. It takes 2 minutes and gives you confidence. Troubleshooting table. If leaves yellow from the center on new growth, then check pH. Lower to 6.0. Hold for 3 days. If no change, increase micronutrient dose by a small amount at the next change. If older leaves yellow evenly from the edges inward, then EC may be too low. Raise target by 0.2 at the next change. If leaf tips burn and edges crisp, then EC is too high or light is too intense. Dilute the tote with fresh water. Raise light 2 inches. If growth stalls after a warm week, then check water temperature. If above 72, shade the tote. Increase airflow. Plan a cooler location if possible. If roots brown and smell sour, then change the reservoir now. Rinse stones. Add a one-time peroxide dose at safe label rate. Block light leaks. Keep water cooler. If algae keeps returning, then reduce light spill. Add collars. Keep the lid dry. Wipe weekly. Consider switching to a darker lid insert. If pump stops or bubbles slow, then check the outlet and switch. Check valves can clog. Replace them. Replace the stone. Keep a spare pump on hand if this is your main salad source. If the pH pen reads wild numbers, then calibrate with fresh solutions. Rinse the probe. Store as directed. Do not trust one reading that makes no sense. That is your quick decision guide. Care week by week. Week 1 after the build. Keep EC near 0.8 to 1.2. pH near 6. light at the gentle end of the range. Watch roots. Top up with water only. Do not force growth. Let roots build mass. Week 2. Raise EC to 1.1 to 1.3 if leaves are strong. Keep pH steady. Harvest 1 or 2 outer leaves per plant if size allows. Keep air on at all hours. Week 3. Raise EC to 1.3 to 1.5 as canopy fills. Prune basil above nodes. Start a cut and come again rhythm for lettuce. Change the reservoir, even if numbers look good. Fresh mix resets trace elements. Week 4 and onward. Hold EC between 1.4 and 1.8 depending on species and heat. Watch tips. Lower if you see burn. Keep weekly changes. Keep daily glances. Enjoy steady harvests. That is your simple growth plan. Recap. You set a clean station and a short daily routine. You top up every 2 days. You change the reservoir weekly. You watch drift and act in small steps. You keep light steady. You keep oxygen high. You fix problems with calm moves. You harvest early and often with clean cuts. You now run a stable hydroponic garden with confidence. Chapter 3. Scale cleanly, automate wisely, and close the loop. Scope. You will expand your single deep water culture tote into a small, steady kitchen greens program. You will choose a scale path that fits your space and time. You will add light automation and top-off support. You will lock in a food-safe hygiene loop so the system stays clean. You will handle pests with calm, low-risk moves. You will harvest and store produce so it tastes crisp and lasts. You will close each grow cycle with a thorough clean down. You will map costs against yield so you know when the setup pays for itself. You will plan a year of greens with simple rotations. That is your scope. Safety. Keep electrical safety first while you scale. Power strips mount above floor level. Every cord holds a drip loop. Outlets are GFCI protected. Set pumps and timers where splashes cannot reach. Label every plug and cord with a tag at the device end so you can disconnect the right item fast in a spill. When you cut or glue plastic parts, wear eye protection and work in fresh air. When you sanitize, measure. Use 1 to 2% bleach equivalent or a food-safe sanitizer at the label rate. Rinse with clean water until no smell remains. Never mix bleach with acids. Do not combine different sanitizers. Handle knives and scissors with care during harvest. Wipe blades with sanitizer and a clean towel. Store chemicals and blades out of reach of children and pets. That is your safety baseline as you grow. Tools and materials. Scale and automation options. Second tote and lid with net pots. Ebb and flow tray with stand, flood fittings, and a submersible pump if you choose that path. Simple drip kit with manifold and emitters if you choose drip. Float valve to maintain water level in ADWC or tray reservoir. Top off reservoir, 5 gallons is a good size. Food grade tubing and bulkhead fittings. Mechanical or digital timers for lights and pumps. Cable labels and a permanent marker. Inline sediment filter if your water has grit. Small clip fan for leaf level airflow. Food safety and cleaning. Food safe sanitizer or a bleach solution you can measure to 1 to 2%. Scrub brushes for tote corners and stones. Dedicated measuring spoons and a small cup for sanitizer. Clean microfiber towels. Disposable gloves if you prefer. Harvest and storage. Clean tubs or bowls for wash. Salad spinner or clean tea towels. Perforated produce containers or zipper bags with a paper towel. Stick-on thermometer strips for the fridge if you want to track. Pest monitoring. Yellow sticky cards. Fine mesh or vent fabric for intake covers. Isopropyl alcohol for tool wipe downs. You will not use every item today. You will pick what fits your path. Setup. Pick your path from 3 common options. Path 1 stays with deep water culture. Add a second tote for staggered harvests. Add a top-off reservoir with a float valve, so the main water line stays steady as plants drink. Use 1 air pump with a spare on hand. This path is simple and quiet. Path 2 uses ebb and flow. A shallow tray holds many net pots or small containers filled with inert media. A pump floods the tray on a timer. The tray drains back into a reservoir. This path scales well and is forgiving. It needs more fittings and a solid stand. Path 3 uses drip. A pump sends nutrient through small lines to each plant site. The excess drains back into the reservoir. Drip is flexible and works well for mixed crops. It needs attention to keep emitters clean. If you want speed with leaf crops and low fuss, expand DWC, or add ebb and flow. If you want to try fruiting later, Drip prepares you for that style. Today you will learn the core moves for all three. Then you will decide. Place a small table or wire rack for the new gear. Mount timers on the side. Label each with its device name and on and off times. Keep the floor clear for a safe walk path. That is your setup. Steps. Add a top-off reservoir to DWC. Step 1. Choose and place the reservoir. Use a 5-gallon food-grade container with a lid. Place it higher than the DWC waterline so gravity can feed the float valve. Keep it in the shade. Step 2. Install the float valve. Drill a snug hole in the tote wall near the top of your normal fill line. Mount the float valve so it closes when water reaches your mark. Tighten by hand. Do not crack the plastic. Step 3. Plumb the line. Run food-grade tubing from the top-off reservoir to the float valve. Add a shut-off valve near the reservoir so you can service the tote. Label the line. Open the valve and watch the float. It should top off and stop cleanly. Step 4. Fill with plain water or mild nutrient. For young plants, use plain dechlorinated water. For heavy feeders, mix a half-strength solution. Keep pH near 6. Stir before you pour into the top-off. Log the date and contents. Step 5. Check daily at first. Look for leaks at fittings. Touch for damp spots. Confirm the valve closes. Put a shallow tray under the bulkhead for the first day as a safety catch. Remove it once you trust the seal. Set up ebb and flow. Step 1. Place the tray and stand. Level the stand. Set the tray with the drain at the low side. Confirm no rocking. Put the reservoir below the tray. Step 2. Install flood and drain fittings. Follow the kit guide. Tight gaskets on both sides. One fitting is the drain and sets the flood height. The other is the fill. Add a screen to keep media out. Step 3. Plumb the pump. Run tubing from the pump in the reservoir to the fill fitting. Add a check valve if the route allows backflow. Plug into a timer. Step 4. Choose a flood schedule. Start with a short flood of 5 to 7 minutes every 4 hours during the light cycle. Roots should never dry. Media should not be waterlogged. Adjust as needed. Step 5. Test with water. Fill the reservoir with clean water. Run a cycle. Watch the flood rise to the drain height and fall cleanly. Check for leaks. Step 6. Mix nutrients and plant. Set EC and pH for your crop. Place net pots or small containers with media in the tray. Start the timer. Log the schedule. Set up drip. Step 1. Assemble the manifold. Connect the pump in the reservoir to a small manifold with multiple outlets. Insert emitters or small valves to balance flow. Step 2. Run lines to each plant site. Cut equal lengths where possible for even pressure. Pin the lines so they do not pop free. Avoid tight bends. Step 3. Set a drip schedule. Start with short pulses of 1 to 2 minutes every 1 to 2 hours during the light cycle. Adjust based on media moisture. Roots should be moist, not saturated. Step 4. Add a filter and flush valve. Place a small inline filter before the manifold. Add a valve at the end of main lines so you can flush debris weekly. Step 5. Test and tune. Run the pump. Confirm each site gets flow. Adjust valves until outputs match. Check for leaks. Log settings. Labeling and power. Step 1. Label every device. Use a tag at the plug and a tag at the device. Write the device name and normal on and off settings. Write the date. Step 2. Route cords cleanly. Bundle slack. Keep lines off the floor. Keep power above tote level. Use stick-on cable clips to hold runs in place. Step 3. Add a master switch. Use a power strip with a switch for the water system. In a spill, flip one switch to cut pumps. Lights can stay on a separate circuit. That is your scale and automation build. Checks and fixes. Float valve drips or sticks. Clean the valve seat. Flush the line. If the drip continues, replace the valve. Keep the shutoff at the reservoir closed when you are away until you trust the part. Ebb and flow overfills. Drain standpipe too low or blocked. Remove and clear debris. Raise the standpipe one notch if media floats and clogs the screen. Drip lines clog. Flush weekly. Soak emitters in warm water with a little peroxide. Consider a larger orifice emitter for leafy greens. A small filter before the manifold prevents grit. Timer loses settings. Use a unit with battery backup or non-volatile memory. Write the intended program on a label. If it resets, you can re-enter fast. Uneven growth across sites. Check bubble distribution in DWC. In trays, check flood height at both ends with a ruler. In drip, measure output into cups for 1 minute and match them. That is your fix set for scale. Food safety and hygiene loop. Set a clean-in, clean-out rule. Before you mix or harvest, wash hands. Wipe the lid and rim with a clean damp towel. Keep a hydro-only towel. Sanitizers. A bleach solution at 1-2% works when measured. Food safe alternatives are fine at the label rate. Spray contact surfaces. Give the chemical its dwell time. Wipe with clean water if required by the product. Air dry when possible. Avoid cross-contamination. Do not set grocery bags near open totes. Keep pets away from the grow area. Use gloves if you have cuts on your hands. Replace porous items that hold biofilm. Old neoprene collars and sponges get slimy. Swap them between cycles. Document deep cleans. Write the date and what you used. This habit helps if anyone asks how you keep food safe. That is your hygiene loop. Integrated pest management. Prevention beats reaction. Keep the floor clean and dry. Move air at leaf level with a small clip fan set low. Do not blast plants. Use fine mesh at vents and windows. Place sticky cards at the edge of the grow to monitor, not in the canopy. Check cards weekly. If you see a few aphids or fungus gnats, act early. Remove the worst leaves. Clean the area. For fungus gnats, let the top layer of any media dry a bit and cover exposed wet surfaces. Yellow cards trap adults. For aphids, a gentle shower and leaf wipe can reset before you reach for sprays. Avoid harsh chemicals. Choose food-safe options if you must spray, and follow the label. Spray at lights off. Shield the tote water, so you do not dose the reservoir. The better path is hygiene and airflow. That is your pest plan. Harvest and post-harvest. Harvest in the cool part of your light cycle. Use clean scissors. Cut outer lettuce leaves and leave the center growth. For a full head harvest, cut at the base and lift cleanly. For basil, cut above a node to split the stem and keep growth coming. Wash leaves in a clean bowl of cool water. Swish gently. Lift into a spinner or onto towels. Spin or pat until surface moisture is gone. Wet leaves break down fast in the fridge. Store in a container with a dry paper towel. Close loosely so some air moves. Place in the crisper drawer. Target 35 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit in the fridge. Swap the towel when it feels damp. Label each container with the harvest date. Use the oldest first. Clean the spinner and bowl after each harvest. Wipe the counter. Keep gear for food and gear for hydro separate. That is your harvest routine. End of cycle clean down. When a tote finishes a run, clean it fully before you start the next. Step 1. Drain and disassemble. Lift the lid to supports. Drain the reservoir. Remove stones and lines. Bag used media and dispose. Step 2. Scrub. Use warm water and a brush to scrub interior corners, lid undersides, and grommets. Rinse until clear. Step 3. Sanitize. Mix a bleach solution at 1-2% or a food-safe sanitizer at the label rate. Fill the tote enough to cover all wet surfaces. Soak stones and airlines in a separate tub with sanitizer. Give proper dwell time. Step 4. Rinse and dry. Rinse with clean water until no smell remains. Air dry fully. Do not trap moisture under the lid. Step 5. Service parts. Replace tired stones, kinked lines, and loose grommets. Check the pump diaphragm if airflow has dropped. Replace collars. Step 6. Reset. Stack clean gear in a dry bin. Log the clean date and parts replaced. That is your clean loop. Cost and yield math. Numbers help you decide what to add and when. Use round figures to stay practical. Upfront. One tote, lid, stones, pump, net pots, and meters can run modestly. A second tote costs the same again. A basic ebb and flow tray and stand adds more. Timers and a float valve are small costs. Buy quality on the air pump and meters. They last and protect crops. Electricity. Air pumps are small loads. A light for greens is the main draw. To estimate, multiply watts by hours per day and divide by 1,000 to get kilowatt hours. Multiply by your local rate. For a modest light at 14 to 16 hours, the monthly cost stays low in most regions. Nutrients. Leafy greens use modest amounts. A liter of general hydroponic nutrient can run for months on two small totes. Write usage in your log for 1 month and extrapolate. Yield. A 6-site tote planted with cut and come again lettuce and a basil or two can give 2 to 3 salads a week once mature. With 2 staggered totes, you can harvest most days. If a store salad costs a few dollars, track how many you skip. Add the taste and freshness value. Add the control over clean food. Break even. Add your upfront and 1 month of electricity and nutrients. Divide by the cost of store greens you replaced. Many growers find the system pays for itself within a season if they harvest steadily. Your log will tell you the truth. That is your simple cost map. Seasonal planning. Plan the year in thirds. Cool indoor runs, warm season porch runs, and quick shoulder seasons. Winter indoor runs. Grow lettuces, basil, cilantro, and parsley under lights. Keep room air warm enough for basil, or choose leaf crops that prefer cooler air. Keep water near 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Spring shoulder. Start seedlings inside. Move a tote to a bright but not hot porch once nights are mild. Give light shade in early days. Watch water temperature as air warms. Summer. Heat raises water temperature. Lettuce can bolt and turn bitter. Shift to shade-tolerant greens or keep totes indoors under light. Increase airflow. Keep water cool. Consider ebb and flow with media that breathes better in heat. Fall. Cool air helps lettuce again. Run an outdoor tote until nights turn cold. Then bring gear in, clean down, and reset indoors. Stagger plantings every 1 to 2 weeks. Label start dates. This keeps harvest steady rather than in one big wave. Keep a small seed list you like and reorder before you run out. That is your calendar. Care. Hold the line on habits as you scale. Keep daily glances. Keep weekly changes. Keep logs short and honest. Keep the area dry and free of clutter. Clean after harvest. Replace worn parts before they fail. Respect small signals from plants. Calm moves beat big swings. Teach someone in your home the basics. Show where the master switch is. Show how to plug the pump back in. Show the float valve shut off. A second set of hands turns a hobby into a household food habit. Share a salad with a neighbor. Fresh leaves show the value better than words. That is your care mindset. Verify. Run a final audit of your scaled system. Airlines are secure. Stones bubble evenly. Float valve holds. Trays flood and drain on schedule. Drip lines deliver evenly and flush clean. Timers read the correct time. Labels are clear at plugs. The floor is dry. The lid is clean. The smell is neutral. The log shows change days and harvest notes. The fridge holds washed greens at a cool and steady temperature. If any item fails the audit, fix it now. Small fixes today prevent losses tomorrow. That is your verification. Recap. You chose a scale path that fits your space. You added top-off support and timers. You labeled power and set clean routing. You locked a food-safe hygiene loop. You formed a gentle pest plan. You harvest clean, wash cold, and store dry. You close each cycle with a measured sanitize and rinse. You know your costs and yields. You wrote a simple calendar, so the system feeds you year-round.